This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Personal finance is an increasingly complex world. There are more ways to invest money, more ways to save it, and more ways to lose it. Yet many people are more strangers to this world than they might like to admit. In the United States, there are growing calls to do more to help young people learn skills in financial literacy. Some efforts begin in high school, but more and more information is available on the Internet, not only for young people, but also for adults. The goal is to teach about budgeting, saving, investing, and using money. The United States Financial Literacy and Education Commission was established in 2003. This government group supervises financial education efforts through 19 federal agencies. Information on financial literacy and education can be found at its website. The address is mymoney.gov. It includes links to agencies that deal with banking, buying a home, investing, and other areas. The National Council on Economic Education has found that 17 states now require high school students to take a class in economics. This number has grown from 13 in 1998. As of 3 years ago, half of all states required students to take a class in personal finance. Yet, that number has fallen from 25 to 22. The National Council on Economic Education sells textbooks for grades 4 through 12. It also offers free materials for teachers. The information is available at ncee.net. Teachers say parents also need to play a larger part in educating their children about money. A recent study found that 70% of college students said they received financial advice mainly from their parents. Investment companies also offer information. Charles Schwab, for example, has a website to help parents teach their kids about money and investing. The address is schwabmoneywise.com. One of the first tastes of financial independence that many young people get is through summer jobs. Junior Achievement is an organization that teaches young people about finance and business. It says almost three-fourths of young people questioned said they plan to have a summer job. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. You can learn more about economics and download transcripts and audio archives of our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve.